You know, an important thing in show business is recognizing the hit, the sure things, in preference to the maybes. An equally important requisite is to have something new, something better than before, and to combine the old tried and true with the new to obtain a prize combination. Well, WHAS arrived at that successful combination this year when we moved into our new studios, which we officially dedicate tonight. The modern seven studio facilities with the latest technical advantages known to the industry are a far cry from the one studio station operating in a fireproof storage building on that first evening in 1922. Our present broadcasting plant was built with a single thought: best. The best facilities for the best programming. The artists on that first WHAS program 27 years ago tonight were delighted with the reproduction of their voices and music over 500 watts, which promised they could be heard 100 miles under the worst conditions. But no one dreamed that WHAS one day would be broadcasting from the nation's most modern facilities, and under the best conditions, could be heard clearly thousands of miles. I notice that Sam Gifford is anxiously standing by, so Sam, suppose you step up here for a moment to face the music.
Must be those opening night nerves, Jim, because it's indeed a pleasant assignment I have. I'd like our listeners to meet Mr. Victor A. Scholes, director of WHAS. Mr. Scholes.
This is an extremely happy occasion, ladies and gentlemen, for all of us at WHAS. It climaxes more than 4 years of planning and work. And I won't even attempt to conceal our pride when I tell you that the result represents as fine a broadcasting plant as can be found in the country. Our only regret is that Mr. Credo Harris, who put WHAS on the air 27 years ago, was unable to join us here tonight. But he's listening, and we of WHAS salute him. So, too, do our affectionate thoughts go out to California. They go out to Lee Colson, who carried on after Mr. Harris. As for the future, I shall rely upon the past performance of WHAS to give assurance to our listeners that these elaborate and extensive studios will be used to the best of our ability in serving them. Now, one of the reasons we are enjoying this dedication is that at long last, we are in a position to invite our friends of Kentuckiana to come in and visit us. We've made arrangements for tours, which will include watching an actual broadcast. We ask any of our listeners who would like to come in to telephone us or write us, and we'll make the necessary arrangements. And now, as we approach the end of one era of broadcasting and go into our 28th year of service, I should like to present to you Mr. Mark Etheridge, publisher of the Courier-Journal Louisville Times and vice president of WHAS.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I also extend a welcome. Welcome to those who are in the studio here tonight, and welcome to those in the air audience who will be coming to visit WHAS in future days. Tonight's dedication is a significant event in the long story of WHAS, and it is unfortunate that the man who, with his father before him, is responsible for this institution cannot be here to share the occasion with us. Barry Bingham is in Paris as head of the Economic Cooperation Administration for France, but he sent a message I would like to read to you. One of the drawbacks of government assignments, such as the one I have undertaken, cabled Barry, is that I am deprived of the pleasure of being with you tonight. Even at this distance, however, I can draw much satisfaction from the occasion. Always in our thinking about the new building, we envisioned the most modern of broadcasting facilities for WHAS. Tonight, these facilities are a reality. We are proud of the standing WHAS enjoys in the broadcasting industry, and we are grateful for the support of the station listeners throughout the first 27 years of its history. At this moment, as WHAS moves into its 28th year of broadcasting, concluded Barry, we dedicate these new studios to the same principles of broadcasting in the interest of our listeners that have been our aim in the past.
Thank you, Mr. Etheridge. Friends, we've glanced quickly into the past, and while enjoying the performances of WHAS artists of today, we've considered the new broadcasting facilities which make better programs possible. In just 4 minutes, WHAS will have completed its 27th year of operation. For at precisely 7:30 p.m. on July 18th, 1922, WHAS began broadcasting. The next time you hear the now famous station identification, this is WHAS in Louisville. We will officially begin our 28th year. Now beginning its 28th year of service, this is WHAS in Louisville.